We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
All right, let's take another look at a kingdom principle that is very vital. It runs right along this line, and we've got a lot of things to cover. Let's go to Mark 11, 23. A very familiar passage of Scripture. But how profound it is when you meditate on it and deal with the principle that's involved here. Now, most people only get the formula. Jesus has spoken to the fig tree and cursed it, and it withered and died. They came back by, and Peter said, "Master, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away." Notice Peter recognized that Jesus cursed the fig tree. Now, how did he do it? He spoke negative things to it. He said, "No man will eat fruit from you hereafter, forever." The thing withered and died. Now, certainly, Jesus was more highly developed in believing what he said would come to pass than we are. So it was more effective. It's important that you learn to believe or develop yourself, discipline your vocabulary, so you believe what you say will come to pass. Now, listen to what Jesus said. Verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God." One translation says, "Have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be removed, be thou cast into the sea,' shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things." Notice the phrase, "those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, Jesus said that not to fill in pages of the Bible, but to reveal a truth to us, a principle. There is a formula here, and there is a principle. The formula will not work without the principle. Somebody said, "All you got to do is say it." That is not true. That is not what Jesus said. He said, "Whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, but believe those things." What things? Not just what he said to the mountain, but those things which proceed out of his mouth daily, he must believe that all those things will come to pass. Now that narrows it down. If you've been wondering why that the things you speak are not coming to pass, stop and check up on yourself. See what you've been saying. Have you ever noticed how people talk crooked speech? Somebody's got a little chihuahua. "Ooh, isn't that a big dog?" No, it's a little bitty dog. "Boy, that just tickled me to death." Well, you're still walking around. "Just dying to go, gonna die if I don't." You don't believe that, do you? You better not. Now, the devil has programmed your vocabulary to where it'll stop you from believing what you say will come to pass. Jesus said he must believe that those things which he saith. So that's going to take some discipline. If Jesus were to walk in here tonight and you knew it was Jesus, you had no doubt. He said, "I'm going to lay hands on every one of you, and it will come to pass that after I lay my hands upon your head, everything you say will happen exactly like you said it." Would it change your vocabulary? In most churches, you would be 2 weeks burying the dead. Because they would jump up and say, "Whoo, that tickles me to death." Satan has programmed our vocabulary with death, fear, doubt, unbelief. "I just can't believe that." That's what the devil wants you to do, is get to where you can't believe anything you hear. Now, I'm telling you something that'll change your way of life. It's not easy. You didn't get that inbred into you in 20 minutes, and you're not going to get it out in 20 minutes. It's going to take weeks and months and years to stop that negative stuff coming out of your mouth, where you can believe that everything you say will come to pass. Now, you see, everything you say is not going to come to pass unless you believe and release faith and base it on a scripture. See, you're not just going to go out here and start saying a bunch of stuff and make it come to pass. You've got to have faith that it'll come to pass. Now let me show you something, what Jesus said about prayer. All things, Matthew 21, 22, all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. All things. How many? All things. Whatsoever you ask in prayer? Believing. Now there's the key. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. Now how can you believe it if you don't know what God said? If you're praying about something you don't know what God's will is concerning, you cannot pray the prayer of faith. Somebody said, oh yes, I pray, Lord, if it be thy will. There's no faith in that. Now if it's a dedication prayer, and you're praying a prayer of dedication, that might be all right to pray. That's what Jesus prayed in a prayer of dedication. But when it comes to a prayer petition, it is impossible to pray the prayer of faith when you don't know the will of God. Because the only way that you can gain the faith, which is the substance of the thing you're praying, is to have the Word of God for it. So the divine energy, the ability to cause the manifestation of what you're praying for, is in the promise itself. And if you don't know the promise, you can't have faith for it. And you might know of the promise, but not have the promise inside you. It's not a part of you. Therefore, you couldn't pray the prayer of faith. Now, it's important to know what Jesus is putting forth here as the principle. Whosoever shall say. Now, somebody said, well, who will this work for? Oh, it'll just work for whosoever. No, it'll work for whosoever dares to say. That's one qualification. You got to dare to say. Somebody said, you're not going to catch me talking to the mountain. Well, you're not going to see the mountain moving either. Now, I've heard people say this in a full gospel meeting. Said, you know what the Bible says? Pray to God and He'll move the mountain. Well, He didn't say that nowhere in the Bible. I went to teach one night and some guy got up and sang this old unbelieving song. Lord, don't move the mountain. It'll make me strong to climb it. You ever try to preach on mountain moving faith when somebody just sang that song? Pardon me if I got your favorite song. I've gone to meddling. I better get back on the subject here. But you see, misunderstand some things. Sometimes you can get a formula and not the principle. Now let me show you the difference in the formula and the principle. Mark 11:23 has a formula. Whosoever shall say, believe, and doubt not in his heart. Now there's a principle there. But now the formula, see, you got to say it. Now let me show you something. When I was about, how old was I? I was about 4 years old, I guess. My brother was 3 years old, and he's about 7. Now we're sitting out on the porch one day, and we're watching the birds fly off the barn out there. And these sparrows lighting on the barn, and they just jump. We got to noticing what they're doing. They jump, and they flap their wings, and they just go flying off. And my brother said, you know, if we had wings, we could fly. And boy, I thought that was a brilliant idea, you know. And he said, I know what I'll do. Said, I'll go make us some wings. And then we'll fly down to Billy Joe and Junior's house. That was our cousins. So he went in there and he worked for a while and he made us a pair of wings, you see. Just one set. Now he said, I'm going to go first. Because he said it was my idea. Boy, we had an argument. I wanted to go first. No, he said, it's my idea. I'm going first. So he climbed up on the barn. Now, I don't know why we had to think we had to be on the barn, but anyway, he got on the barn, and he jumped off, and he went thud. Now, boy, I'm disappointed. I run over there, and I looked down, and I called him Buddy. I said, Buddy, why didn't you flap your wings? He's laying there, and he said, I didn't have time. Well, I said, give them to me. I know I can do it. So he helped me up on the barn. Now, you know, that it was only about 6 foot high on the eave. And I had on a new pair of overalls that's about 3 inches too long. Now, these wings were made out of shoebox lids. And they were tied on my arm with a rag, see. I get on the barn, and I jump. And when I did, my britches leg hung on a nail. And I had plenty of time to flap. I mean, I'm hanging upside down, inverted, and I'm flapping my wings. But I didn't fly. Now laugh, but some of you have done the same thing. You see what happened? We saw the formula. All they do is they jump and they flap and they fly. So we had the formula all right, but we didn't have the principle. The principle had to be that you got to be lighter than what we were with the size wings we had. And besides that, they were not very aerodynamically designed. But to a four-year-old boy, shoebox lids with a string tied around your arm looks like good wings. But it simply won't work because there's a principle involved. So there's a difference in formula and principle. Sometimes people get the formula and they say, one guy said to a friend of mine, he's out in California, he said, I tell you, this faith stuff doesn't work. He said, what do you mean? Well, he said, I said 300 times in one day I had a new car and I didn't get it. Well, I see, all he had was a formula. No, it won't work just because you say it, but yet saying it is involved in working the principle. You see, sometimes people have more zeal than they have knowledge. Now, let me show you right quick. We're pressed for time here. But go with me to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Now listen to what the Apostle Paul says here concerning the subject of calling things that are not. Now we're talking about looking at the unseen.
I'm glad you could join us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now all of this week our CD offer is CD offer number 7306. It's entitled The Ministry of Angels. Three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling. A total of $27. Ministry of Angels. Good angels, bad angels, don't provoke your angel. A lady said to me one time, well, Brother Capps, if we provoke our angel, will we go to heaven? I said, well, I have good news and bad news for you. You may go to heaven, all right, but you may go in the morning. You don't want to provoke an angel. In Exodus 23, God said to Israel, verse 20 says, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee to the place that I have prepared. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. So God assigned a special angel, the angel of the Lord, to go before them and keep them in the way and lead them to the promised land. But because they wouldn't keep God's word in their mouth, they would not release their faith and add their faith to what God had said. But they said, they're giants in the land, we're like grasshoppers. So God did not get them into the promised land. Was it God's will for them to enter into the promised land? Absolutely. But because they took their own carnal mind to make the decision that we're like grasshoppers. Well, there were giants over there. Joshua and Caleb saw the giants. But what we talk about in this series is how that the angels know the word of God. They hearken unto the voice of God's word. When you begin to speak and agree with God's word, you're getting an audience with angels. That's offer number 7306. It's entitled The Ministry of Angels. Three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling. A total of $27. Toll-free order line 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.